We are now joined by Ken Ewald of Stanton Airfield. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. How about you?
Good. It's been a while. It's good to see you, sir.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Yeah, you're here. You know, it's almost like clockwork. This is Father's Day, if I may say so, my birthday, and the solstice. Then somewhere in there, we're going to talk about the Stanton Airfield fly-in.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's going on here on the 22nd.
Well, it's on the 21st, which is
okay.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's the second time, or I call it the second annual.
Yeah, okay.
It's maybe a little presumptuous, but we're going to have a fly-in. All the local private pilots and such like that are invited. But we also have the Commemorative Air Force, which is new to us, coming down from St. Paul, and they're bringing one of their primary trainers from World War II with them and offering rides. But it's a beautiful airplane to come and see. It's a follow on to the biplanes that used to be the primary trainers.
So
we have that, and we've got the State Highway Patrol participating with their aircraft. We have a light blink with their helicopter. We have helicopter rides. We have powered aircraft rides available. Two bands or two groups, and food and memorial display by on airmen. So it's kind of a comprehensive thing.
I have to apologize because I guess I feel like this has been going on for years. Maybe it was just such a grand success last year that I felt like it's been here for a while.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because of the pancake breakfast was such a tradition.
Yeah.
And then eventually moved over to Cannon Falls.
Sure.
And then we had COVID, and
right.
And now we're sort of restarting I don't say rebrand, but we certainly have changed the emphasis to kind of a daytime family format as opposed to a Sunday morning format.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is essentially it's a community celebration. With a chance to come see some really cool aircraft.
I think so. Yeah.
Tell me a little more about the Commemorative Air Force, because that's an organization that's been around for quite some time.
Quite a while. Yeah. And it's interesting. They have a mission to preserve and actually preserve the memory of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So their aircraft are primarily from that era. And in Minnesota's lucky enough, we have a twin-engine bomber that would be what they call a B-25. But mm-hmm. we have other aircraft that were involved with training, and there's a small squadron up in, I think, Duluth as well.
Okay.
That's also has an amphibious aircraft up there, but. There are a couple of the squadrons, if you will, or mm-hmm. wings that are flying mm-hmm. the actual B-29s and the B-17s, which actually Stanton had a B-17 at one time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, after the war. It was here, and they didn't know what to do with it. And finally, the Army said, because it was the Army at the time. Said, well, you need to fly it to St. Paul. and so they somehow got it off the ground.
No kidding.
And got it up there, and it went to South America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a just fascinating place. We've been working really hard, in similar to the Commemorative Air Force, and preserving and keeping the infrastructure going at the airfield. We just finished an upper-level second-story project on the building.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, based on what we were able to do last year at the festival and the fly-in. So this year we're still working on that, on the follow-ons to those projects, which is really, I think, important. And you know, we have a chunk of World War II history right here in our midst that I'm excited to try to preserve and educate and make sure that it's open to the public, even though it's a private airfield.
Right.
You know, it's still, we got picnic grounds. Come on out anytime, you know, it's fun.
Are the origins of Stanton Airfield in World War II?
Yes, they are. Actually, President Cowling here at Carleton College was losing adults, men, and their, women were not prominent going to school at the time. There were very few women in school, and so, you know, they were in danger of closing the doors up the hill here. And he talked to some folks out at out in the Washington D.C. because that's where he was kind of from, and he knew people. And they said, "Well, why don't you start a pilot training for the, you know, for the war effort?"
Perfect.
And sure enough, they bought the farm out there, 160 acres, which is still there, and constructed an airport. And by 1942, they were in business training pilots.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Carleton also supported with meteorology instruction as well for officers.
I didn't know any of that had been going on.
It's an amazing, they still have, the physics department still has some of the training aids and some of the other things in a display case up there.
That's
the original drawings for the airfield are, are in the archives at Carleton College.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, you know, you hear the stories about the entire country coming together during World War II, right? And you know, almost every effort was sort of one way or another directed toward helping the war effort. But you don't, you don't think about things like Carleton College. You think about Rosie the Riveter and all that stuff. But
I think you know, I think everyone by that time had really, really rallied around, and plus there's a lot of stress in the economy as we shifted from what was a depression era over to a wartime economy. So I think everyone kind of had a can-do, get-it-done attitude. I mean, they broke all kinds of barriers. I mean, just to find the metal to build the hinges for the doors, that was all rationed at the time. And so the college had to go through extraordinary lengths to get a priority to get hinges. I mean, simple things.
Yeah, you
know, you wouldn't think that
stuff. But you just completely want. You don't even think about taking it for granted. Is not even the word.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing that we were able to do that.
So today, Stanton Airfield. I think most people know it as the home for the Civil Air Patrol Wing.
Right.
It's out
there.
Every time I drive past there, there's always a glide. Well, at least during this time of year, there's always a glider or something.
Absolutely,
out there.
Yeah.
Does it really there to? I mean, does it service crop dusting? I mean,
not so much. I mean, it's you know, the there's a lot of aircraft and on the airfield itself. People are there. A lot of them are tail draggers. Many of them antiques. We have a couple of World War II era biplanes, even an earlier biplane than that, and the Minnesota Soaring Club is headquartered there, so that's where the gliders are coming from.
Okay.
Although Stanton itself has its own glider, but lots of people have gliders in the Civil Air Patrol. We have a squadron young people, which is fantastic. I mean, this is just an amazing program for kids and adults too. I mean, it's a both thing, and then also the airfield is the headquarters for the Civil Air Patrol maintenance, aircraft maintenance.
Oh, okay.
So we fly a lot of Civil Air Patrol airplanes in and out to various spots in the upper Midwest.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is there an opportunity to learn how to fly over out of Stanton?
Glad you mentioned it. Yes, there is. we have Discovery Rides, which are, you know, pretty much a lot of fun, not too expensive, and then we also offer primary flight instruction and do endorsements for people who already are licensed pilots but want to fly a tailwheel aircraft, which is a different animal than than a typical tricycle gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the, I'm assuming the tailwheel is literally what it sounds like. I mean, you've seen it.
It's little itty bitty.
Yeah.
Looks like a caster out back.
You land on two wheels and then it sort of falls back on it.
Right. And those things, because, you know, they got a long fuselage, you know, if you have to steer them, and they're pretty crazy. Oh. It's like steering a tricycle.
Wow. Okay.
From the back.
From the back. Gotcha. So the what time do things get started on Saturday?
We'll fire up at about 11 o'clock. We should and we'll go until probably 7 in the evening if people are there. We'll hang out, but certainly by 11 o'clock, our first band fires up at noon.
Okay.
We should have burgers and hot dogs ready to go about that time. And we got a second solo act coming on at, I think, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll have a small stage, and we got, you know, a lot of picnic tables and all kinds of stuff.
And it's not
a raffle, too, by the way.
Really?
We're doing a raffle. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All these marvelous businesses here in the Northfield area and Cannon Falls and even up to Hastings have made some contributions. So we'll be giving away stuff. You come out and buy some tickets.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the opportunity to get up close to some of these airplanes or the helicopter is it's a rare opportunity. I mean, we all see them, but they're all, 500, 600 feet. The helicopters leave in the air. We don't even get to get up and look at the cockpit and see how some of this stuff comes together.
Right.
And it's I mean, I don't know. I'm still an 8-year-old boy when it comes to that stuff. I want to know all about it.
Yeah, me too. It never gets old.
No, absolutely not. So it's you've got the Commemorative Air Force, the State Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be remind me.
LifeLink, the LifeLink. EMT folks that fly. And so they'll be on display. Oh, we have helicopter rides available too. So if someone wants to go for a ride, you know that.
I've never ridden in a helicopter before.
Come on down.
Oh man, I got to do this.
Oh yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah. So 11 o'clock. Donation adults is $10 and kids 13 and under are free. And we got, it's going to be hot, so we got water. We'll have all kinds of ways to keep people.
Is the hot weather better or worse or not, doesn't matter for flying?
It's worse.
Is it really?
Yeah, because the hotter the air, the less dense it is.
Yeah.
And that creates problems.
Right.
You know, at our altitude, it's not a big problem, but you do have to think about it.
Sure.
It's important. You have to do those calculations every time you go up.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're a pilot, Ken.
I am a forever student pilot.
Okay. When did you start? When did you first become a student?
Oh my gosh! Officially, I became a student about 4 years ago. So I was 72.
Okay. All right.
During the pandemic.
Fantastic. Looking for something to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I needed to get out of Dodge and go someplace.
Right.
But I've been around aircraft since 1968.
Oh, have you?
Professionally.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. What else do people need to know about the fly-in on Saturday?
Well, come on out. We got parking. Is on site. We'll use the Methodist Church if we got overflow. So that'll be available. Like I said, 11 o'clock. $10 a head. It's a donation. All of it goes to restoration. Like I said, we just finished a major amount of work, and we'll be working on the north side of the building, which is the toughest one to preserve, and restoring it to some of the original window configurations and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
really?
That's kind of the outcome of we get a big turnout, the more we can do.
Yeah, that's interesting too. Oh, I'm coming out. I'll be there on Saturday. That's going to be fun.
Oh, we'll love to see you.
Yeah. All right, Ken Ewald with the Stanton Airfield and the fly-in on Saturday. Ken, thanks for being here.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Really, really appreciate it. All